listening to the Har podcast with Harpreet Pandher.
Tusi sun rahe ho Har podcast Harpreet Pandher de naal.
All right, welcome everybody. We got from the Richmond Lacrosse Association, we got the new president, Adam Blanchett, and we also got veteran coach, I'd say, Dave Singera in the house. So welcome, guys. How's it going?
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, really good. Thank you for having us. All is well.
Our pleasure. So Adam, how was it being the president of this new association? You're a busy guy, but we finally nailed down a time and we're talking about this now.
You know, so far so good, and I'm, you know, happy to be on board and to be helping the association as best as I can. It's been about 2 months now, and it so far so good. You
know. Right on. What's your experience like? Did you grow up playing this game as a kid?
No, I grew up playing other sports, mostly combat sports. I've never actually played lacrosse. Things like boxing, kickboxing, BMX biking, skateboarding, rugby, sports like that. And then my oldest daughter played lacrosse going back 3 years now, and it was a really positive thing for her, and that's what got me into the sport and sort of helped me find a new passion for it.
Awesome. How old is your daughter now?
10.
Okay, right on. My daughter's 10 and she just
I know I've heard yeah Delta. And you're in North Delta, there we go, so we'll see you on the see you on the court this year.
Yeah
It's good. You know what? It was one of those things growing up. I had the pamphlet come to my house, but it was just one of those things. It's like my parents were like, you want to play soccer or lacrosse or which one is it? So I kind of regret not playing the game, but I can live it through my daughter now, which yeah. You probably are too.
Similar paths. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. We got two sticks and I got to play catch, you know, cause I got to work on my game now too.
Yeah. Same deal.
How about you, Dave? How's coaching going?
Coaching's going great. I mean, you know, starting with my daughter, obviously, she's 11 now. You know, she's been playing for about 4 years. I mean, like you guys, like I never got into the sport. You know, I had some friends playing growing up, but you know, soccer was in our blood, right? And I mean, since she started playing, I can't wait till spring starts and can pick up that lacrosse stick. Even during the even before it starts, we pick it up, you know, start playing. But I mean, I wish I played when growing up. I wish I played growing up.
That's okay. We'll start a over 40s men's league for beginners.
Well, we're actually doing an alumni game.
There it is.
Nice.
There it is.
Yes.
So tell me about this Friday, April 12th.
We're doing the current junior B team. So those are, I think, young kids that are maybe like 18 to 20.
Yeah.
And then what we're calling the against the all-stars. Which are the alumni and the old guys.
Right on. I hope it's no contact.
No, it's full game, really? Full everything. And we're doing we've got Four Winds, which is our beer sponsor. They're donating the beer. So we're gonna have a beer garden. Pizza Hut, who's our food sponsor, is gonna be donating the pizza. So we're gonna have like a really fun night, make a good night of it. Probably turn into a bit of a fundraiser, that type of thing.
Awesome. And how's registration going? What's how many teams you got, and when does this all kick off?
So registration's been going well. What we're aiming to do is build the younger ages. It, you know, from U7, U9, U11, we're trying to really ramp that up. It's a little more difficult as you get older, U17, to convince kids to come over and try a new sport like this. You know, for example, we've got 3 times the U9 registration we did last year, about double the U7. U11, we've got about a 50% increase. Awesome. U13, we've got about a half dozen, which is, you know, that age is a really good jump. And then U7, we've had, I think as of today, 5 players come back that either quit from COVID during COVID around that time, which is kind of fun. So we've seen a good amount of growth. We're looking at this year as sort of a reset, rebuild. You know, we're not rushing into it. We're not trying to do anything, you know, half or ad hoc, as you say. We're trying to do it properly with the infrastructure, with coaches, with the program, with organization and everything. And that's what I've been focusing on and Dave's been helping on. And so far, it's been going really well.
Nice. So for those that are registering for the first time, do you guys have any sort of incentives for them to join up for their first time? Yeah,
100%. So what for U7 and U9, they get a free stick. It's all new players. It's a flat fee of $200. So you figure if a stick's $50, registration is $200. You know, it's probably the most accessible sport out there. We're offering, I used to in my past life be a professional kickboxer. So we're offering weekly training sessions for kids that want to learn how to not defend themselves, just sort of learn new skills. We've been doing that for about 5 weeks now.
Yeah.
It's just gotten more popular. So we're starting to divide up the kids to different groups. So, you know, it's more, a little more age appropriate, but that's been doing really well. Another thing we've launched is today at the Minoru track, we have the KJAX athletic development coach. She's teaching her kids how to run faster. That's all covered by the association.
Awesome.
So if you look at it as a whole, we've got, you know, kickboxing by a professional, ex-professional fighter and his trainer. We've got speed coach KJAX, which is, you know, the really, really high level track team. They're teaching our kids to run faster. And then we've got a roster of really, really high level coaches for our kids, which is awesome.
I might have to move my daughter to
Honestly, it's like, I feel like it's like a no brainer. You know, if we look at our going from the top down, Glenn Jensen, who is sort of like lacrosse, you know, royalty, coaches the junior team. The Jensen family is, you know, world renowned. You know, we've got U17 is Matt Mayashita, who's a local guy in his mid, I guess now late 30s, who's not a dad. He's an outside coach, and his best friend Spencer are coaching. And then we've got Ben and Jake Spare leading the U13 team. Their two brothers both went through SFU, both really high-level lacrosse players. Tiago Pereira and Aaron Zader. Aaron's an ex-NLL guy. They're leading the U11. Our U13 female program is run by Kaylee Patterson, who's a high-level female player. And behind her is Fred Klomp, who's in his early 60s, and he played in the NLL before NLL was a thing. So yeah. We've got a really high-level group of coaches. We're really lucky to have them. And then we've got assistant coaches like Dave.
Awesome. You know,
awesome for the kids. So we've got a really, I would say, stacked roster of coaches.
Dave, when does this all start, and how long does the season run for?
Well, the season will be, he started preseason and just prior to spring break, we started having some, spring training at the Stevenson lacrosse box. You know, we had all the ages out there. We had the U7, the U9s combined it. We had the U11s, U13s, I believe, combined it.
Yeah.
And then the older groups who have their sessions, you know, in the same day, but, you know, an hour apart. So that ran through, you know, for the past, 2 weeks, Adam, I would say, 2-3 weeks?
Yeah, we did it for, well, it was 4, and then the 1 week with snow, we killed it. But that was, I guess we'll call it spring training.
Yes. But the season.
Yeah, which was awesome. And Rod Jensen led that, who's a super, super strong coach and probably a little bit beyond coaching, you know, the young kids, but. He was out there in the box teaching the experienced kids, the not experienced kids, which is really awesome for them.
Yeah, but the Harbor, the season officially starts April. I believe the date was April 8th, and it runs all the way till the end of June.
Okay, awesome. So it's I guess it's pretty
to extend beyond that for tournaments.
A condensed schedule. How many practices and games per, like, average per age group?
Well, the U13s have already had 3 practices this week at Minoru Arena. And the U7s and U9s have had 2 or 3 practices this week already.
Yeah, 2 and 1 tomorrow. Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice.
So on Dave, average, growing up, it's 2 to 3 practices and 2 games a week. Younger kids is more like, you know, 1.5 practices, 1.5 games, depends on the week.
Yeah.
Busy schedule then for the elder kids, 4 times a week on in the box.
Absolutely.
It is, but you know, a lot of these kids are coming from hockey or even competitive soccer, which is a similar, similar, you know, base. So they're used to, you know, practicing and being active at least that many times a week. It's not, I wouldn't call it like an increase from what they're used to.
How much of it is indoor and how much of it is in the outdoor boxes? Do you guys have any outdoor boxes in Richmond?
Yep. We have 3 outdoor boxes, 2 that we use consistently. If there's 4 activities a week, 3 are indoor, 1 will be outdoor.
Nice.
And then if the team wants to do like a special training on a Sunday afternoon or something, if there's a coach that's in town that wants to work with them or something, then they would do that at one of the outdoor boxes on a short notice basis.
When you mentioned it's accessible, that's one of the reasons right there. It's like the booking time for outdoor, it's essentially, you know, cheap, way cheaper than having an indoor rink.
Yeah, 100%.
So Dave, you know, you mentioned growing up and we're from the same era. We played a lot of soccer and whatnot.
Yeah.
Are you seeing a shift in the demographic? I know growing up, when the guys from my elementary schools and high schools, there's no Wapanake kids playing. It was mostly of indigenous or Caucasian only playing lacrosse. And now, you know, we see a guy like Keegan Ball playing for the Vancouver Warriors. Are you seeing a shift of more different ethnic backgrounds playing this game?
Yeah, you are. You are, but, you know, essentially we want more. What we're trying to do is, and you know, like I said, you know, I can, you know, praise Adam. He's done a great job. It's getting everybody out there. Everybody knows, like, hockey's a thing. Hockey's a thing. You know, you play hockey from September to March. Then there's no break. It's spring hockey, summer training. It's what's happening. What I've noticed is, like, don't get me wrong. My kids play hockey as well. Like they're playing spring hockey.
Same here.
And the parents in the hockey world need to understand, regardless your kid's playing house hockey or rep hockey, you need to give lacrosse a try. Like, I mean, like it's the parents don't understand that, you know, there's something outside of hockey which goes hand in hand, which is lacrosse is a great hand in hand going with hockey. I mean, you read any article.
Perfect accompaniment. Yeah.
Yeah. And you read any article, it's, I mean, I'm, man, I got a couple notes here I can share and stuff like that, but you know, like
T. Tavares, I mean,
yeah, I've got a list sitting here in front of me. Like I was, you know, reading the last few days and, you know, for a while now, there are 64 NHL players that played hockey. There are multiple Stanley Cup winners that have played this sport growing up. And the parents, And that's what we want to educate the parents. It's, you know, hockey's great. We all do it. We all do spring hockey, but give a sport a try. If you're not going to give that kid an outlet to play another sport or to know another sport, how are they going to ever know if they're good at it? Right. And that's what we're just trying to do here. Just let the parents know, hey, there's lacrosse, off season sport. It's great. It's fast. You know, you're constantly running. Hand-eye coordination, and it's just like hockey. 5 players on the ice, 5 players in the box.
I hear you, and I totally agree with you. Like, say that kid's young, 6-7 years old, so your options, you know, at this time of the year in the spring, you mentioned there's spring hockey, but we're only doing two sports max for our kids. Like we can't do a third one. So if my younger guy is 6, if he were to just take 1 season off of ball hockey, I would throw him into lacrosse just for that 1 season to say, hey, you tried it. Do you like it? Which one do you want to pick and pursue it?
Exactly.
So you're doing ball hockey and ice hockey. Is that right?
No. So my younger son, he's not playing spring hockey. He wants to take a break. He wants to try soccer. So that's his new sport.
Huh. Okay.
And he's continuing ball hockey from last spring.
I coach soccer too. Yeah. Girls soccer and the female soccer in the fall and winter.
Okay. Yeah. And my daughter's, she's trying lacrosse for the first time and she's continuing with spring soccer. And it was through, girls in her class. It was girls on her team and they had some pull. They're like, we're going to have the same soccer team. So we're going to make our schedule. They told the coaches, we're the handful of lacrosse girls.
Yeah.
We're going to let you know the days that don't conflict to do our practices. So we're like, hey, you guys did the tough stuff for us. Thanks, girls.
That's awesome.
Exactly the same with us, or, you know, with our, for example, U13 female team. You know, the coach, we're lucky to have a young female coach, which is awesome for them. You know, it's like, what day can you do it? What day can the kids do it? You know, the bulk of them all play spring hockey still, which is great. So together we picked the best 4 days. And I would say so far it's like 85% people of them are out at practice. You know, awesome. There's one or two that can't make it that does a different sport, you know, and that's an outlier. You know, you can't, nothing's ever perfect, but in general, we've been able to figure out a way to make it work for almost all the kids, which is pretty cool, right?
Yeah.
ਤੁਸੀਂ ਸੁਣ ਰਹੇ ਹੋ ਹਰ ਪੋਡਕਾਸਟ ਹਰਪ੍ਰੀਤ ਪੰਦੇਰ ਦੇ ਨਾਲ।
And growing up, you know, lacrosse was solely the national sport. They added hockey to it much later.
Yes, they did.
So yeah. Growing up, I did want to play. I grew up in New West. I you know, watched a few Bellies games, and I got to watch a bunch of, you know, Man Cup games when they just recently were in the final this past spring.
This year, right? Yeah. Have you been to a Warriors game yet?
Yeah, actually, I just went a couple weeks ago. Jigaraj goes very often, and I sat in the press box, had a good time, and I also got to another game where I went with the kids, and they had a blast. Very affordable, and they're right into it. It's a great crowd.
Exactly. Sorry,
Adam, to cut you off there.
No good. Yeah.
No, I was gonna say, like, on March 1st, actually, we had a floor session at the Rogers Arena prior to the game. You know, we had all our kids out, whoever made it. You know, we had a nice Richmond lacrosse, floor time at the Warriors. I mean, the kids had a blast, you know, running on their floor. And then, for an hour and a half, I think it was, Adam, we just played a bunch of games. And then we all went home, came back for the game, and we had a whole section to ourselves.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah, they treated us well. So thank you. Thank you to the Warriors.
Yes, thank you, Warriors.
They do put on a great show, and it's a good segue to get Jigaraj in here, who's probably been to probably half of the home games this year. How's your experience, Jigaraj?
Yeah, no, I'll be completely honest with you guys. Up until the start of this season, I hadn't seen a lacrosse game myself. Like, I'd never been to a Warriors game, but I'd never seen a lacrosse game outside of the Warriors either, but just as soon as, you know, I began studying the game, studying what it's all about, really the X's and O's that go into a lacrosse game, why the coaches make the decisions that they make, it really became a fun environment and a fun sport to cover. You know, a big shout out to someone who I consider my mentor, and Steve Erickson, because he was the one that gave me media accreditation to get into the Warriors games at Rogers Arena. So ever since I started going, you know, it's been fun. That's a good environment.
Cool.
Yeah, no, for sure. It's been a good crowd. It's been a good environment. And their last regular season game here is coming up at home on a Friday, at least. It's coming up on April 5th. Yeah, we haven't been. I haven't been able to go to the Saturday games because our show Hockey Night Punjabi is on Saturday. So, you know, we're always busy on Saturdays.
Oh, you're a hockey guy.
Yeah, no, I'm the social media coordinator for the show. So,
cool.
I work for the show as well, and hence that's how I met Harp as well. I saw Harp growing up on TV all the time, and never actually thought I'd get to work with him. But here we are.
Yeah, that's awesome.
This upcoming summer I'll be working, I think I'll be broadcasting some games for the Delta Islanders and a Junior B team playing out of the Ladner Leisure Center as well. I forget their name.
Awesome.
But that's what I'll be up to. So to start off with you guys as well. So you guys are running the Junior B program, correct?
No. So Junior B is run by Glenn Jensen. We're running all the other teams.
The other teams.
Yeah. So it's everyone U17, U15, U13, U11, U9, U7, female, male, or female, I should say female and co-ed. And you said the junior runs somewhat independently, but they're still under the same umbrella. And they're friends of ours. And those are the team that we're challenging as the All-Stars April 12th.
Okay. How old are the junior B guys, Adam?
All-Stars is a big name, but 17, they're 17 to 20.
17 to 20.
Yeah. And then they have a, we also have a senior team, but that they're sort of more of a once a week, just like, don't say beer league, but just for fun. But the juniors are still competitive. They play regularly, practice regularly out of Richmond. But they, being that they're adults, they have a slightly different, there's different regulations around them. So they operate a little bit independently, but kind of under our umbrella.
Is there a tier underneath the junior B, like say somebody 17
U17. So yeah, everyone under 18 is under our umbrella.
Okay. Under the, but what if they graduate from you guys, you know, they're 18 now or 19, yeah, and they don't make the junior B team. Is there any other options for them?
Yeah, they can go play in, you know, another city for junior C.
Okay.
Most of the kids that come through our program fit into junior B pretty well.
Okay.
But the natural would be that they go play junior C somewhere else. Junior C is not all that popular because, you know, most of the kids that have stuck through from U15, U17, they're at the level where they can hang at a junior B.
Is this for the girls as well?
It's not. I mean, we're with the girls program, we're starting to rebuild that. Richmond hasn't had a strong all-female program, I would say ever. You know, we've had a couple teams through the years. One of my main things that when I got involved is I wanted to rebuild or build the female program. So we've got a super competitive U13 team this year. And then the goal next year is to do U15, U13, and U11. And I would say that we're on track to do that.
Definitely
on track to do that. We've got a lot of strong hockey players, a lot of girls that have played lacrosse on the co-ed teams, you know, that are now playing on the all-female teams. But I would be surprised next year we don't have at least a U15, U13, U11 team. And then at the younger ages, all the kids can play together. You don't really need to make a U7 boys or girls team because they're all learning anyways.
Yeah.
But I feel like at U11, U13, U15, that's the goal. And then U17 will happen once those kids graduate to that age. Because you can't go get you know 16-year-old girls to start from scratch. It's a bit too much of a stretch.
Okay.
But definitely our U13 girls now will play U17, you know, in a few years.
Registration is obviously open right now, but until when?
May 15th.
May 15th to cut off. Okay, so there's still time.
There's still time. I mean, it's, you know, we're starting games in less than 2 weeks. So you want to get involved sooner or later, but you can register as late as May 15th.
Okay. And has there been any transition into some of your kids playing field lacrosse?
That's, you know, that's the next thing we're going to sort of work on developing. Richmond has, like, for example, we got bronze this year in U15 field lacrosse. There just isn't huge enrollment. But we're going to use what we've sort of been working on for box to transition to field as well. So that's our plan, which will start between the next 2 to 3 months is sort of box is underway and tapering down. We're going to use what we've learned, you know, use the infrastructure we built for box and roll that into field.
Okay.
But the goal this year is to have field teams across multiple ages. Field right now in BC is down.
Yeah, ish.
Like down. But the goal is to make it shift that. And I think, you know, if we're having this positive year and all this growth, I think it'll be an easier sell to kids from that. And then one thing you said earlier was about something about like school and scholarships. One thing to touch on is the scholarship opportunities, which is a huge thing with lacrosse, especially field lacrosse. You know, everyone focuses on hockey and, you know, the NHL and, you know, making it big in the big leagues. So statistically, lacrosse has the highest scholarship rate in any sport in North America.
Mm-hmm.
Full scholarships, full ride scholarships to, you know, to Division I schools in the States. So, and that's predominantly in field lacrosse. So that's something that we're looking to build on and expand and grow.
Awesome. I'm glad you said that, Adam. I'm glad you said that.
That's huge. It's huge, right? I mean, and you sit there and look, like there's this girl, there's a young girl from Steveston. I live in Steveston right now. Tegan, I mean, she's at, where is she, in Phoenix, University of Arizona, in a full ride scholarship. You know, our U17 coach right now for the boys team, his brother coaches, what's the Division I school in Buffalo? I forget the name. He's a national coach for Canada, the head coach. He's the head coach at this Division I school. And this is his brother, his right-hand man. He's coaching our U17 boys team, which is like pretty awesome. You know, we've got sort of high level coaches helping us out. So,
yeah,
that's great stuff. So before we go here, I'm going to get last words from both of you. We'll start with Dave.
I'm going to make a prediction. Tiana Singara, when did she graduate high school? In 8 years, 7 years?
She's going grade 6 next year.
Yeah. So she'll be getting, do the math, whatever that year is, scholarship.
Thanks,
when
man.
She plays field. I would be surprised if she doesn't.
If Bet 99 is a prop bet, I'm going to put that down.
I'm fine with that.
Okay. Thanks, Adam.
Virtual handshake.
Sounds good. So before we go, I want to get last words from both of you. We'll start with you, Dave. This is a sales pitch. How are we going to hammer it home to the parents that haven't registered their kids for lacrosse yet?
Pretty much come out. See the game. My biggest thing is, do not listen to the outside noise, in which what I mean is everybody thinks lacrosse is violent. Let's get that word out of the way. It's not violent. It's got aggression on it. It's aggression. Yes. But you got to come and see it first. You got to come and try it. Pick up a stick, throw a ball around, move around, run. That's what the parents need to understand is. Most importantly, because I've been trying to stress this for years. Like, every sport has contact. So does hockey. I mean, if you look at it, if you really look at the statistics, like Adam was saying, if you look at hockey right now, how many injuries you see in hockey? A lot. Concussions. It's a big thing. But that's because you're so fast on the ice, you don't have time to stop. We're in lacrosse, you're running on 2 feet. You have time. You have momentum. You can brace a hit. You can, you know, you know, that's how simple it is. But everybody says, oh, you cross check in lacrosse. No, it's not cross checking. It's place and push. There's rules to the game. You can't cross check someone blatantly in the back. You can't hit someone in the head with a stick. It's all controlled contact. That's what parents need to understand, is controlled contact, just like hockey is right now. But the parents need to be educated. And the only way that's going to happen is come out to the Richmond Roadrunners, sign up, come out for a session, a free session, come out, talk to us, take someone aside, take Adam. I mean, he's our face. I'm a coach. I'm helping out. We have other coaches like Graham Bourne, who's got 3 kids in lacrosse at different ages. And both of his kids played with my daughter they play on the same team, but you need to come out and speak to us. Let's get the word out. Come out. Let's stop the violence, saying that it's violent. It's cross-checking. You won't know until you come out.
Agreed.
Well said. How about you, Adam?
Mine will be a little shorter and sweeter. No. Echoing what Dave said, you know, it's a sport. Everyone's invited. Everyone's welcome to come. You know, we've got teams at all skill sets, all ages. You know, it isn't a sport where you have to be at some elite level or you know, you can join later, you can join earlier. We're doing co-ed teams, female teams, everyone's welcome, and we're looking to grow the sport in a positive way and give entry-level athletes and elite athletes an opportunity to go as far as they want to go. You know, if there's an entry-level athlete that hasn't played sports and wants to come and play in the more recreational league, that's cool. We'll still put the same effort into them as we will the elite athlete that we're putting, you know, doing things like speed coaching, elite kickboxing, you know, all these different additional training programs that we're doing. There's a spot for everybody. And the main thing is everyone's welcome. And we're just trying to create a positive environment, you know, tailored within reason to each kid.
Great stuff, guys. We hope the registration is going to be going well for you guys. We'll do our best to get the word out. We'll put the links in for a podcast episode. And if you said, how did you hear about us? And they click on other and they put our Heart podcast on there and we get a couple of people, we'll be happy about that.
Awesome.
Awesome. Hey, I just want to say, boys, thank you again.
Yeah, thank you, guys. Thanks
for taking the time. It's like I said earlier, it's long overdue, but you know what? We're excited. Thank you, boys. I really appreciate that. Yeah. Heartbreak, Jake.
So if you guys come on the 12th, there's free beer for you guys.
Okay. Yes.
I'll come for the pizza.
Go pizza or you don't drink or whatever. Yeah. Come for the pizza, come for whatever. But yeah.
No, it's all kudos to you guys. You guys are, you know, volunteers. You guys don't get paid for this. Yeah. And you know what? That you guys are the real heroes in this. So I want to thank you guys. Keep up the great work and all the best this season, guys.
Yeah, what age is your daughter? What age is your daughter playing?
She's 10.
She's playing U13 or U11?
Turning 11 in July.
So she's playing U11 or U13?
I think it's U13.
Okay, cool. We'll see you around then. Awesome.
Sounds good. We'll keep in touch. Thank you, guys.
Cool. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Dave. Thanks, Spice. Yeah. Nice to meet you.
Take care.
Bye now.